All right, outreach committee.
We are going to meet.
Here, take the mic.
We are going to meet April 28th, 7:30 at this station.
Okay, thank you. Fundraising task force.
We met a couple of, we didn't have a meeting this month because our motions from last month were never considered. So you got them in writing last month and they're not here this month, but I will tell you what they are. The first one is to sign up with something called smile.amazon. We sign up, I know that we don't all love Amazon, but our listeners do use Amazon, and I think that most of us finally, in a moment of desperation, go to Amazon and buy what we need. If we sign up with smile.amazon and we let our listeners know, every time someone buys something from Amazon, we get a little teeny piece of the action. It's a no-brainer to do this. I think we get 0.005% of the take. So I would like to get a vote on that motion. I move that we sign up with smile.amazon. Second?
I try to do that, and it just goes to Pacifica.
Yeah.
So Pacifica's already signed up with it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then, okay. Yeah. So then I don't know why. Wait a minute. Why hasn't anybody been informed that Pacifica has signed up so that listeners can? You have, if you sign up for smile.amazon and then you try to log on just to Amazon, it redirects you and tells you, hey, you forgot to log on to Smile. So this is crazy that they signed up for it, but they didn't tell anybody.
No.
Well, KPFK is a member of a number of affiliate programs, such as Ralph's and a couple of other corporations like that. Someone needs to go and create the account with Amazon so that it shows up under the list of nonprofits that are available. No one's done that. The Pacific one was done about 5 years ago, and KPFA did a campaign to let their listeners know that they could. But someone needs to take the initiative, set up the account through Amazon for KPFK specifically, and I would say it would be like the business manager or web director or something like that, to create that so that listeners could do it.
So we're going to try to do it just for KPFK and see if that works. Okay, and then we will ask the general manager or whoever's in charge of the website to let that be known, and also the programmers to let that be known. Okay, the other motion follows up on something that Michael Novick has been suggesting for a long time. And I know that we don't like to raise money. That's not what we like to do. However, the motion is for each member of the board to try to recruit 5 sustainers at $5 a month. It's something that we should all be able to do.
Time's up.
So I would like to make that motion. Do I have a second for that motion?
It's not necessary to committee motion.
Okay, so you had 2 motions?
Yeah, one was the smile.amazon. The other is that each member of the LSB try to bring in 5 new sustainers at the $5 a month level.
So you
want to
vote on your first motion?
I think they voted on that one. They approved that.
Where are we, Jamie?
Do you have anything in writing on that motion?
I gave it to you last
Yeah. So let's just vote it and we'll find the paperwork.
No.
We can write it.
No.
Right. So smile.com motion.
That was approved.
It's in the general
place, apparently.
Right,
to get the station registered with Amazon.
So you've got to do that.
The other motion is that each LSB member try to recruit 5 sustainers at the $5 a month level.
Any objections?
Point of order, please. It has to be in writing.
I gave it to you in writing last month.
I'm not questioning you. I'm just saying, according to the precedent.
You want me to write it?
It's up to you, but it has to be in writing.
You can vote on it.
Point of order. We just passed a motion in this meeting that was not in writing to ask for the authorization to get a loan for $80,000.
Let's be consistent. Okay. So, any objections to the motion to bring in 5 members a month at $5? Per LSB number?
Try
your best.
Goal.
Do your best. A goal.
I don't know.
I already
do
it. Okay, so No objection?
Wait.
Yes, Mr.
Because I bring money to the station with my recordings and all that stuff. So
not the point. I bring money to the station because I give it to the station. That doesn't matter.
Are there any objections?
That's the objection.
Well, okay.
We'll vote. Okay. All those in favor?
No.
All those in favor?
Okay.
We.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 in favor. How many opposed? Raise your hand if you're opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4. 13.
Abstentions?
Abstentions. One abstention.
Okay.
13-4-1.
13-4-1. Motion carried.
Hello. Since this motion has passed, I'd like to make a request for some sort of a form that explains how to become a sustainer, so that if we're actually going to go out and solicit people, we have something that's set exactly that they can fill out and everything's done for us, rather than us trying to figure out off of a broken website how to do it. Like that.
Thank you, Ali. Programming oversight?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
We had a meeting and we talked about program oversight and what the purview of that committee was, and casually I'll state that we decided it wasn't our obligation to decide what our purview was. That would be in governance. And Bella did present the motion and it was voted by the committee down. And we did make another motion about...
the motion was, Ben?
And the motion that we... It's on the agenda now as new business. The motion, you know, my mind is blowing out here. Exactly. The statement of the motion is called... KPFK programming goals, and it deals with diversity and topics that have to be included in the programming, and that the GM, the PD is responsible, and that's it.
What page is that on?
Here.
Page 23.
What page?
23?
23, yes.
What are we doing, page 23? Is that me?
It should properly be in this agenda.
Yeah, it is in the agenda.
Thank you. That's it? Okay.
Yeah. Good wording. I do want to make a point that I wanted to thank Mansoor. Our meeting, I think that was the meeting.
Yeah. Oversight.
Oh, that was our second meeting.
First
program
meeting.
Oversight was upstairs. Yeah, I just never thanked Mansoor for setting us up at our first meeting, which was at a mosque on the west side, which was interesting. You know, I don't think I would have walked into a mosque otherwise. So it's a good experience.
Thank you.
Okay, next order of business is
Old
business.
I'm sorry. Isn't that motion in order now from the programming committee?
The programming oversight committee.
Yeah, the program oversight committee motion on KPS.
No, we're not at the motion. That's new business.
No, it should be.
No, it's the committee report. That the committee moved the motion to the LSP. It should come up now.
Yes.
Oh, all right, great. Let's bring it up.
It's under new business.
Which one?
We're changing the agenda.
Page 23, is that where we're at?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, if we want to bring it up now, that's
page
fine.
23.
Can move this motion?
Of the agenda.
Yeah.
I want to say on the motion, this was an earlier motion was presented to the LC and sent back to the program committee. All of the people in the program committee participated in rewriting this motion, including LSP members and non-LSP members on the committee. And it's I'll read for the benefit of the public that's here. Motion, KPFK programming goals. KPFK programming should reflect the diverse needs, interests, and challenges of particular relevance to the communities of our signal area. Specifically, the KPFK GM and program director should work to ensure the diversity of its programming in terms of demographics, ethnicities, geographical location, and relative income, and offer information and content of a proactive alternative tenor on environmental justice, anti-war and anti-imperialist activism, internationally, nationally, and within our station signal area. Therefore, be it resolved that
KPFK's general manager and program director should assure that programming reflects the diverse needs, interests, and challenges of the communities in our signal area. Two, the KPFK general manager and program director's evaluations by the LSB shall include their success in meeting these goals. Three, the KPFK general manager will include any progress in regard to these matters in the GM's monthly report to the LSB. Four, the KPFK program director shall give a written report to the Programming Oversight Committee on a quarterly basis, which shall include ongoing progress in meeting these goals. That's the motion.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Yeah. I think
there
needs to be something.
Use a mic, please. Get it from, you got a mic?
Okay, do I
something on police brutality or something of that general nature.
Okay, I can respond to that. There's 100,000 issues that we cover, and, you know, stray cats, police brutality, Black Lives Matter, nuclear war. We can't include everything. So
does the Black Lives Matter.
So we have in here phrases that are very generic and cover things, and the important issue here is of relative importance to our regional community. So we wouldn't be reporting about landslides in Canada. That's not programming, that's a concern. I'm making an evaluation here, excuse me for saying that. It might be concerns of people who have relatives in Canada. But we want to have programming that directly concerns, is of concern to the people in our listening area.
I think the people in our listening area are very concerned about what's going on in Mexico and other South American countries.
I understand. But
also, the Black Lives Matter movement. So I think that we should.
You're bringing more of that story.
Okay,
let Ariana go next. I'll follow
her. I was going to say, I agree with her. Like, you know, we have a woman that was killed in the L.A. County jail. They said she hung herself. You know, these are the issues that concern us. So it is very important. And it's not something that we can't ignore. You know, it has to be, you know, one of the foremost things that we're talking about. People tired of it. You know, it's not police terrorism. I mean, police brutality is police terrorism.
I'm just wondering if we pass this, what will be the improvement that we will see in the months ensuing the passage of this? I mean, we're putting new demands on the general manager, the program director, and I'm wondering what good is that really going to produce? It's not like they're not trying to do this already.
Exactly.
So I'm wondering how this will improve things.
I didn't make the motion, but if we're going to have to.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Grace.
Okay. I'm not on this committee, but I would say that our listenership has been declining for 10 years. And it shouldn't be declining because the radio listenership in the greater Los Angeles area has actually increased in the last 10 years because of traffic gridlock. And we need to have programming improvement, and the way to improve listenership is to better meet the interests of our listening audience. And we need to hold the general manager and the program director accountable for this. So this motion demands more reports and more accountability on the part of our program director and general manager. They may be doing it, but they're not succeeding. The listenership is not improving.
How would you judge success then, Grace, if this goes down in the months to come? How would you judge if they've been successful in bringing this about?
Personally, I mean, I'm going to respond to this, but as I mentioned in the Finance Committee the other day, the long-term trend of listenership, and I mean the Arbitrons, of Pacifica, or Nielsen's as they're called now, and the gross income of the different stations and of Pacifica as a whole are absolutely parallel. When listenership goes down, our gross income goes down. When listenership goes up, our gross income goes up. We can tell by the amount of membership and by the amount of money coming in and by the fact that KPFK lost its CPB funding a few years ago because our listenership was so small that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting decided that we were not worthy of any funding from that organization. Rest of Pacifica lost funding for other reasons.
It doesn't seem to be the same issue, Grace.
Okay.
Point of order, that's crosstalk.
Okay. Yeah,
sorry.
All right, I made my point.
Okay.
Fine.
I recognize Charles. Then Michael.
Okay. To address Steve's concern, I would say that what this does is it helps people focus a little bit more. I would say it helps, you know, with this in mind, it gives you a little, maybe a few more tools to look at what's going down and decide and help guide your decisions. And I would like to offer a friendly amendment that the end of the first paragraph include the term responsible policing after environmental testing.
Chair, temporary chair,
please
notice.
You have a queue going. There's people over there.
Mansoor has hand up too.
I'm not taking the stack, but Michael Novick has got the floor, and then Mansoor will be next, and then
Fernando,
and then Reza, and
not
then
the chair.
Steve.
I had an alternative amendment to the one that was just suggested. I would say before the word environmental, where it says provocative alternative 10 or on, I would add the words economic, comma, racial, comma, and environmental justice.
Rewriting
that.
Okay. Can I respond to that? Again, we're going to have a motion here that's going to be encyclopedic. And by including specific ethnic, this is not speaking to your inclusion, but if we start including ethnicities or specific areas or problems in certain countries, then it's an insult when excluding other areas like the Philippines, Argentina, Chile, everything else in the world. So, and again, a lot of what you're adding is covered in this wording. That's why we made the wording very broad. To go down and start pushing buttons and using words like economics and judicial and so forth, we have that in there. It's in there. It says items of relevance to our community.
Okay, Mansoor.
All right, I would like to respond.
It says relative income and other information and content, provocative and provocative and alternative tenor of environmental justice, anti-war and anti-imperialist activism on an international, nationally, and within our station signal area. And I believe that covers police brutality or any other form of fascism.
It needs
Okay, are you finished?
Yeah.
Economic.
Okay.
In the past, when we had larger bodies of listeners and contributors, our fund drives were much shorter times.
Please.
So, Steve, in the past, when we have had larger body of listeners, we have had shorter fund drives. So it's a good idea to have these data available. Plus, we're trying to reach out to all ethnicities that encompass in Los Angeles area. So they are a large community of Iranian, they are a large community of Chinese, Filipinos, that we hardly do anything for those groups as well.
What data do you think is going to be produced, Mansoor?
I'm sorry?
What data do you think is going to be produced?
What data is going to be produced? The number of listenerships, we have that, and then we have the database of how much money is coming, who's listening, and who's contributing. That's one data that we can use.
Okay.
Can I answer the second motion to amend?
Yeah. I'll second your motion, John. The amendment was to include alternative tenor on economic, comma, racial, and environmental justice.
Alternative,
yes, I accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay, repeat that slowly for me, please.
Between the word tenor and the word on, between the word on and environmental. Add the words on economic, comma, racial, and environmental justice.
Economic, comma, racial, and environmental justice.
Okay, I call the question.
Okay, is there any objection to the amendment? If there's no objection to the amendment, it is accepted. I'm sorry. Okay.
It would then read, offer information and content of a provocative alternative tenor on economic, comma, racial, comma, and environmental justice.
It shouldn't be the word and.
Okay. What's your objection,
Dean? By making this so specific, you are, as he said, leaving out other groups that are not mentioned. As an disabled LGBT Native American person here in 16, I would love to have something about Asian, I would love to have something about the LGBT community, but I understand you can't mention everybody. This, by adding more and more things, it becomes evident the people that are being left out are more and more
Fernando, you're next, and then Reza. Did I forget you?
I just couldn't help it. I just couldn't help it to notice the ethnic racial composition of the local session board and how many people at KPFK, paid and paid staff, will raise the question, how is it that this entity, the local session board, are trying to make it happen, a integration and inclusion of demographics and ethnicity in the programming, but they are not willing to do the same thing among themselves.
Right.
Wait, Lisa, you're next.
I agree with you to bring anti-imperialist, anti-war, but it's not enough. When KPFK has Fernando in charge of the news department, KPFK news department war in every corner of the city, it's missing. Jerry quickly was in different corner of the city and bringing $18,000 to the station. You name one program that they report the International Action Center. They report the 1,500 people participating in downtown LA. It's missing. KPFK is not reporting from different.
Thank you. Those are motions you should make to get Jerry quickly back and to restore those activities that were successful. I'll totally support them. I think everybody in this LSB would. Make those motions. Make those things happen. We all support it. This is to make sure that the general manager, the program director, put attention on increasing the scope of our audience to include all the ethnicities in our signal area. Broader, more people listening. We have a lot of people who are not subscribing and listening.
Hold on. I'm going to call on Ariana.
Okay, no, I have to say just briefly.
Ariana, use the mic, please.
It was in response to what Steve Pride was saying. He was saying that, you know, it shouldn't say racial, but racial is not synonymous with black. Racial is inclusive. That's saying, you know, not to have racial discrimination. So I really don't think it's that big.
The mic,
well, we included that. We made that amendment. Okay. So I call the question.
Well,
What about the handicap?
Question?
You want to put the handicap?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Disabled.
How many? Right, disabled. All right, well, let's make this, let's get a consensus.
Is that a friendly amendment?
Friendly amendment.
I don't want anything. I want less. I'm just saying when you start adding things.
I'd like it not at all.
I'm overlooking
it. Was that a suggested amendment, Dorothy?
We got three here for not.
LGBT.
Michael.
I'm on the chair.
She's taking a much needed recess.
Anyone opposed to adding LGBT? Motion has been called as amended.
Is there anybody opposed to the friendly amendment?
I don't understand. Michael.
Hearing none, the amendment is accepted.
Okay. It has been called.
Okay, the question has been called
on the motion.
Has the public had a chance to speak?
No.
Could you read the motion?
Yeah, I can
read the motion.
Yeah, he can read the motion.
I can read the motion as amended.
It's a better job than I have.
Just the amended part, I guess.
You want me to just read the amended part?
Yeah.
The mic. Okay.
Give him the mic.
Mike.
Do you need it
here?
Okay.
specifically, the KPFK, GM, and PD should work to ensure the diversity of its programming in terms of demographics, ethnicities, geographical location, and relative income, and offer information and content of a provocative alternative tenor on economic, racial, LGBT, environmental justice, anti-war, and anti-imperialist activism internationally, nationally, and within our station signal area.
Okay, the motion has been called. Is there any objections to the motion?
I'm just thinking whether we should put...
Is there any objection to the motion?
Yes, from the public.
Okay.
Hearing none, the motion passes.
What is that? It's like,
no, but the vote, I just confused.
No,
I
mean,
I object.
There should be a vote. Correct.
Okay.
So,
three times this meeting. Well, those in favor of the motion, please raise their hands.
All in favor of the motion? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in favor.
All those opposed to the motion, please raise your hand.
One. Two opposed.
Any abstentions?
One. Two. Three abstentions. So 12, two, and three.
The motion passed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
I think everyone should sit here.
Let's
move on to old business.
Okay, I have asked something. This is up to the body. There's a lot of old business, but there's one motion that has to do with committee composition, and we've been troubled in the finance committee and other committees about how to have non-LSC members and so on and so forth. So if that's of interest and concern to people, we might want to elevate that motion and take it up next, unless somebody else wants to just keep the agenda the way it is. We probably would not get to that then until the next meeting.
Take it up now.
I think it's important enough to take up.
Okay, so the motion.
Okay, the hearing was closed. I think that I would make the motion that we change the agenda to take up the committee composition motion next.
Second.
All those in favor?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. In favor. How many opposed?
Brenda, raise your hand.
Three opposed. Any abstentions? Okay, so agenda has been moved to take up committee composition at this time.
Can someone give me a copy of that?
Okay, yeah, I have it.
It's the one with the blue on the front.
Oh, the one with the blue on the front?
Yeah, it's the third page.
Ken, do you want to read it out loud?
Lisa, what do it? All right, I'll try.
Advisory Committee Staffing Policy.
Okay, so I'm going to try and read this again. I used to do this. Okay. This is the KPFK LSD Advisory Committee Staffing Policy. Resolved. One, each advisory committee of the KPFK Local Station Board, LSD,
shall include at least two LSB members, but may not exceed a maximum of one less than the number that would make an LSB quorum. For a board of 24 members, quorum is 12 plus 1, and therefore the committee would be limited to a maximum of 12 LSB members. 2, members in good standing for Pacifica Bylaws, Article 3, Section 1 and 3, affiliated with KPFK who are not LSB members, can be appointed as members to advisory committees, but only for one term and cannot be appointed to more than two advisory committees in any one term. 3, a term for an advisory committee is considered to commence after the appointment of LSB members to the advisory committees by the LSB and run until the following year when LSB members are newly appointed to the advisory committees. This usually occurs in January after an LSB election, but will also occur in years when, for any reason, there has been no recent election. Adjustments may be required due to irregularities in election and seating of the LSB. The intent is for advisory committees to sit for a 12-month term, no longer. 4, at the beginning of a new term, advisory committees will sit for 3 meetings, generally over a period of 3 months, in a pro tem status with pro tem members and officers. During that period, only attending LSB members can vote on any motion or procedures. During that period, the chair may choose to allow or deny speaking participation by non-LSB members seeking appointment to the committee, but until appointed by the LSB, they may not vote. Until such time as the membership of the committee has been set, there is no requirement to meet any minimum attendance quorum in order to conduct a meeting, except that there must be 2 or more LSB members present. 5, after 3 meetings, LSB members who have attended all 3 meetings will be considered as seated on the committee, and officers, chair and secretary, optionally vice chair, will be elected by LSB members of the committee only to sit for the rest of the term. 6, after 3 meetings, non-LSB members who qualify as KPFK members in good standing as defined in the bylaws, Article 3, Section 1 and 3, and have attended at least 2 of the last 3 meetings, can request appointment to LSB committee, the LSB advisory committee, but must be nominated by an LSB member who is a member of the committee. As there are no fixed number of non-LSB members who may be appointed to a committee, as long as they are not more than 11, non-LSB members who are nominated will be voted on by a yes or no vote by the LSB members of that committee. If those members feel that the non-LSB member would add skills and expertise that will aid the committee in its work to fulfill the powers and duties of the LSB. After the LSB members on the committee decide to add specific non-LSB members to those non-LSB members, those members must be validated by a yes vote of a majority of the LSB members. A list of those nominated and approved for membership on the committee will be presented at the next LSB meeting for approval by vote of the LSB as per bylaws, Article 7, Section 10. This approval can most likely be included in a consent motion on the agenda.
Wow,
this keeps going. 7, LSB members who want to join the advisory committee at any point after the initial 3 meetings have to be nominated and voted onto the committee by all seated members of that committee. 8, non-LSB members who want to join the advisory committee after the initial 3 meetings have to first attend 3 consecutive meetings and then be nominated and voted on committee by all seated members of that committee, LSB and non-LSB. Their seating will have to be approved by a vote of the LSB per Article 7, Section 10. 9, an advisory committee member who has 3 consecutive unexcused absences can be removed from the committee by majority vote of the remaining committee members. The member can appeal his or her removal of the to the LSB, which may choose to address the appeal or not. 10, an advisory committee member who was seated as an LSB member who ceases to be seated on the LSB is automatically and concurrently removed from the committee. 11, the advisory committee chair and vice chair, if appointed, shall be LSB members. 12, and this is the contentious one, The membership of the committee shall be maintained as a majority of LSB members, and the number of LSB members voting will always be greater than the non-LSB members voting during any vote of any kind. The method of selection which non-LSB members will stand down to establish this ratio will be determined by the chair and set as procedure for the term of the committee. 13. Prior policy set by KPFK regarding advisory committee composition for LSB members of KPFK is superseded by this policy and is therefore rescinded. 14. In all issues not covered above involving protocol and procedure, discipline, and membership, the Pacifica bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order will pertain. And in our discussion here, I think it would be advantageous if people refer to the paragraph that they want to discuss or change.
Second.
Oh, you've got a second. Right.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion? I think we need a new paragraph.
Mike.
Yeah, I think we need another paragraph 15 that says that members can only join two LSB committees and one TMB committee. Because people are just getting overwhelmed and just, you know, and certain people are just dominating all the committees. Everybody has to participate, and we all need to be on no more than and two LSB committees and one PSB committee.
Do you want to limit the LSB membership in these committees? Is that what you're saying?
No, I would like not to see one LSB member be a member of every single committee. If you want to go watch the committee, fine. But certain people are just going to every single committee and dominating the whole process.
Okay. But that's, okay.
But she's saying that LSB members can formally join only two LSB committees. We named only two LSB committees and one PMB committee.
So you're asking to amend the
motion. I'm asking to just add that.
You're asking to amend the motion.
Yeah.
Right. Which on the real
I don't think we should be making decisions about our PNB representatives. I think the more we can be represented on the PNB in a committee format, the better we are, better off we are. But we can certainly do it for the local.
All right, then I'll take that off and just say on the LSB committee.
I think I said Steve and
Charlie
and Paul.
It would need to be seconded if it's going to be added. Voted on.
Did anyone second
what she's in the
room?
No. No, so it fails.
Good. Okay, so we're back at the original motion.
Yeah, that's a second motion.
Who seconded it?
This is like making a motion.
I'm sorry?
It's a question about item 2, just what the meaning
please
is.
Please send the crosswalk, please. Then.
This is the question to the mayor for the motion. I'm not sure who that is, but Ken Rivet. In item 2, it says members of good standing for specific bylaws can be appointed as members of advisory committees, but only for one term. Are you saying?
They're appointed for one term, and then they have to get appointed for the following year. They can't be appointed. A term is a year, basically. So they would have to get appointed again in the following
year.
Okay,
so you're saying that's not a term limit. It's just...
No, it's not a term limit.
They can be appointed for another term.
Right. Not a term limit.
I think that should be clear.
The order of who's next? We died. Was it 12?
Just a point of clarification on paragraph 7 and 8. I think the implication is that... Speak up a little.
Louder.
For some reason, this mic... Okay,
that's good.
I'm going to really close. All right. So paragraph 7 and 8, I believe the implication is that it's maybe elected by a majority of the committee. It seems to be, I'm wondering if anybody else other than me reads this and thinks that they need to be elected by consensus of the entire committee. That's, I'm sure, not was intended, but maybe it should be.
Pardon me. Number 7 refers to LSB members who want to join later, and the 8
right.
is non-LSB members.
It says, been voted on the committee by all seated members of that committee.
That's pretty rough.
So, and the following uses the same language. But instead of, I would say, the majority of the seated members.
It doesn't say a majority. It's assumed that's an understanding.
All seated members might imply consensus of the entire committee. So I would offer friendly amendment to change the language. You voted off by the entire committee
by majority.
Okay, now that's
okay.
By friendly amendment is fine, but there's two forms of majority. Let's say there's 20 members, and you say a majority of the whole would require 11 members to give you a majority. But if you have a meeting that meets quorum, that could be 12 members, and a majority of that would be 7. So what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that at the time that the vote's taken, I mean,
a majority vote.
I'm thinking that implicitly in terms of structure here, obviously, at the time that the vote would be taken, the individual would be elected by a majority of those present.
Yes.
I believe that is the intention.
Yes.
It's not written clearly in that.
I see. So somebody could misidentify and say it would be a majority of the whole.
Majority of the whole or require consensus of the entire committee, which
right.
include those not present.
Okay, so, all right, well, that's a...
What number is that?
Number seven and eight. Is to stipulate a majority of those voting.
By a majority vote?
By a majority vote, yeah.
And confirmed onto the committee by a...
No, it's just a majority vote. But they have to be, if they're non-LSB, they have to be confirmed by the LSB.
Right, so what's the language that we're using specifically? I understand that the
Secretary, can you?
So the issue would be to place majority of majority
vote. We know the issue, we need the specific language.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can read back number 7, but we haven't done number 8 yet. Can you give me your mic, please?
So number 8, non-members who want to join the advisory committee after the initial 3 meetings have to be attend 3 meetings and then be nominated by a majority vote on the committee. Oh, I see, by all seated members of that committee. So that's like a majority vote of the whole. So you want to change that to a vote of who's present, just by a majority vote.
Okay, guys, let's get a handle on this. Mr. Secretary, can you read back where we are?
Yes. I'm going to read with the amendments. Number 7. LSB members who want to join the advisory committee at any point after the initial 3 meetings have to be nominated and voted onto the committee by a majority vote. Period. Number 8. Non-LSB members who want to join the advisory committee after the initial 3 meetings have to first attend 3 consecutive meetings and then be nominated and voted on the committee by a majority vote. LSB and non-LSB, period. Their seating will have to be approved by a vote of the LSB per Article 7, Section 10.
Okay, so what we're saying is, the way it's written, I'm the maker of the motion, is that if there were 20 people on the committee and somebody, an LSB member, wants to join, you have to have a majority vote, which would be 11. And it couldn't be just, well, in this meeting we had 12 people, so 7 voted the guy on. But this is for an LSB member who was not there in the beginning. He's coming in late.
Or a non-LSB member.
Or a non-LSB member who came in late. Let me be very frank and honest. In my experience in these advisory committees and P&B committees and so forth, is you get a flood of people coming in for critical votes or when offices are elected. And that's why I'm trying to put in a requirement here, so when you get people flooding in to do the vote and then they disappear. And they weren't there before and they're not there after. And the most difficult part of this is they raise the requirement of quorum. Because you got like 30 people, and now you have to have a quorum of 16 people. And so I want to be more restrictive about people just showing up to do a vote. Raising the quorum, the quorum requirements make it very difficult to get business done. So that's why I'm making it stiffer. So I'm speaking against altering it to a vote of those present at the time. You know, somebody shows up, and then they say, well, I want to be on the committee, and then, you know, we just get a majority of the people there.
Sir, can I respond?
Yeah.
Briefly? So you would disagree with...
with that amendment.
You would disagree with the idea that what you have written here could be construed... construed as requiring a consensus of all those present.
Not a consensus.
Not a consensus. You can put in a majority, a majority vote onto the committee by all seated members of that committee.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So just using the phrase majority vote rather than voted by.
Did you get that, Mr. Secretary?
Okay,
we're
so
good?
I'm not clear on the motion.
Okay, so...
Hold on, Ken. So it's not just the people present. So if the committee has 20 people and only 12 people show up for it at that night...
You need 11. You still need 11.
You still need 11, so you want a majority of the members of the committee.
Both seated members.
Okay. So I should add, then I'm going to reread it.
Okay, yeah. A majority vote. You could say and vote it on to the committee by a majority vote of all seated members of that committee present or not. That's very
clear. Am I thinking yeah, something, another, an amendment committee?
Yeah, a majority vote of all members of that committee.
Okay, I'm going to reread this.
Maybe read it, and then
we'll
take
number seven. LSB members who want to join the advisory committee at any point after the initial three meetings have to be nominated and voted on to the committee by a majority vote of all committee members present or not. Number eight. Non-LSB members who want to join the advisory committee after the initial three meetings have to first attend three consecutive meetings and then be nominated and voted on the committee by a majority vote
of all
committee members present or not.
Good.
Okay, you got the language now.
LSB and non-LSB, their seating will have to be approved by a vote of the LSB for Article 7, Section 10.
Okay, great.
Okay. Call a vote on that change on the amendment.
Let's vote.
Public comment?
Okay.
I call the vote on the amendment.
Public comment. There's no public comment.
I think this is
on the amendment, not on the motion.
I think because it so intrinsically affects the public. We should really allow them to comment on this before we vote.
But this is on the amendment, though.
This is on the amendment.
Not the main motion. Let them come away in the main motion.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So let's vote on the amendment to the original motion, and then before we vote on the original motion, we'll let them comment. So are there any objections to the motion as amended?
No, it's the amendment.
The amendment.
The amendment.
Any objections to the amendment? Thank you, Michael.
Hearing none? Amendment passes.
Okay.
Michael.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I have two further amendments to offer. One is in relation to paragraph 4. In relation to paragraph 4, the language says during that period the chair may choose to allow or deny speaking participation. I want to change that. Excuse me. My motion is to amend it as follows. During that period, the chair shall allow speaking participation by non-LSB members seeking appointment to the committee. But okay?
Is that number 4?
In paragraph 4, I want to change the language that says the chair may choose to allow or deny speaking participation. I want to change that first half to say during that period, the chair shall allow speaking participation by non-LSB members seeking appointment to the committee.
I can't follow.
Well, I have to record and he'll read back, so...
I'll repeat it one more time. Chair may choose to allow or deny speaking participation by non-LSB members. It should read, the chair shall allow speaking participation by non-LSB members seeking appointment, and then continue. But until appointment, they may not vote.
Okay, I would just want to point out, in Robert's rules, I don't have the, I hate doing this, but we did get a reference from a parliamentarian. The chair of any meeting has the right to exclude public from participation or speaking at any time. It's in the chair's prerogative. So So it's always the chair's prerogative, not for members of the committee, but for public. And until they're elected as members, they're public.
Yes, that's why I think it should say the chair shall allow, because I want to direct the chair to allow that participation. That's the point of my motion, is to not leave it up to the chair to deny people participation.
Okay, right.
That's the point of the motion.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, right. That's fine. I just want to make another amendment.
Okay,
also.
So.
Okay, well, let's
vote on
that.
Let's vote on the motion.
Second.
Anybody second the motion, the amendment?
Does anybody second it?
Steve,
second.
Does the public have a chance to comment?
No,
not yet. Yeah.
Soon, no. At the end of the amendment, then we'll allow you to talk. Comment.
After the
seconding.
We found a second, okay, so.
So, do we have an amendment?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so all in favor of Michael Novick's amendment to this motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The amendment.
Abstentions.
Abstentions. 2.
4. There are 4.
3.
4. Okay. The,
no.
The,
sorry,
Michael
3.
Voted.
3.
Because
Michael voted.
Got it.
No.
Got it.
3.
Okay.
Okay. Motion carries.
No,
sorry, guys. It's a long
It currently says the membership of the committee shall be maintained as a majority of LSP members, and the number of LSP members voting will always be greater than the non-LSP members voting during any vote of any kind. I want to strike everything after the first time it says LSP members, excuse me. The membership of the committee shall be maintained as a majority of LSP members, period. Strike everything else.
I second that.
What are we doing? Secretary, you want
I'm
to
I'm not
going to
comment on it. So, if everybody understands it, let's get a second and vote on it.
Second. Okay.
So the membership.
I didn't second it. I said, let's
see. It was second.
Okay.
Yes. We back and then we'll vote.
May I motivate it?
Sorry?
May I motivate it?
Sure.
So, briefly, the rest of what follows says that in any given vote, you have to have a majority of LSP members voting, and if there are more non-LSP members at the committee, at that particular meeting, some of them have to be denied the right to vote. I think you're creating an absurd, ridiculous, bureaucratic, nonsensical procedure. As long as the membership of the committee as a whole is a majority of LSP, you've satisfied any requirements you want to have. You can't do this for every single vote and decide that you must have a majority of LSP members voting on it. It's preposterous.
Totally.
Is that a friendly amendment?
No,
I think we should vote on it. I have no comment. If his amendment was seconded, let's vote.
Okay.
So,
all in favor of Michael Novick's amendment to strike Okay.
If amending it,
as amended. Number 12. The membership of the committee shall be maintained as a majority of LSB members. Period.
Yeah.
Okay.
And striking the rest.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Take a vote.
All in favor? I don't vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Abstentions. 1. Motion fails. Our amendment fails. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, right. Mike.
You got a third
one. I call the question.
No. One more.
We have to vote on
no, no, the chair said we were going to have public comment.
Before we vote on this, we'll have public comment.
No.
Have we clarified all the amendments?
Yeah.
What, Kent's not voted on yet? We voted on Kent's?
We did.
One amendment.
I have no amendment.
Public comments before we take a vote on this?
Yes.
going to replace the end of the
No.
Go ahead. One real quick one. I agree with Michael's concern about this. I think it needs clarifying wording. But only for one term.
Talk into the microphone.
It's only for one term per year. It doesn't seem beyond. Only for one time term per year. Just needs clarification. There's no disagreement about this. Now, the second one is complicated. It has to do with SAB voting. Let me read you the bylaw. Article 15, voting methods. Section 1. Unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, they're not. All elections by the members, delegates, directors, and LSPs shall be conducted by the single transferable voting method where there's more than one seat or position to be filled, and by the instant runoff voting method where there's only one seat or position to be filled. This vote for this committee is by a composite set of members, delegates, and so it's therefore binding. So you need to put that in. SCB voting.
Are we ready? Okay, thank you, Michael, for attempting to correct this monster. This is not the only monster that has reared its head ever since this new body took office. A few people,
I object,
doing unjustifiable motions. Motions that do not go through committee, motions that are truncated through this process and continue to be voted on. I want to speak about the listenership, Grace, directing it to you. Yes, in the last 10 years. Who was in charge in the last 10 years, Grace? Who was on top of the pyramid, Grace? And wasn't that when you decided to undo the entire Pacifica network programming? It wasn't that when the strip programming was forced and pushed in, which eliminated many other voices from analysis, global analysis from being heard? Isn't that the reason why my motion from a year ago passed by the governance committee was killed by both you and your husband recently? The reason governance committee did not fail Ken to me, it was canceled. It was canceled and noted on the website. You lied, and you never mentioned which was the motion that I pushed for and was voted down without a majority.
Thank you, Bahala.
Thank you
for your comments. Okay.
I know that any other comments are against me.
Alan, if you want to speak, thank you for your comments.
So popular.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I can sleep at night. Oh, no. Because I have the right on my side. That's how.
Well, at this point, I can only comment that there is an improvement needed in your procedures, that the public is now allowed to speak on things which is too late to speak about because the action already happened. That is not democracy in action.
We haven't voted on the motion.
We haven't voted on the motion.
We have public comments before the motion.
On the amendment.
The public was not allowed to speak on the motion when the motion wasn't on the floor earlier.
The motion is on the floor.
Now the motion is on the floor. I can't speak on the motion.
Yes, Alan. Alan.
Yes.
Pay attention. The motion is still on the floor. That's why we're allowing you guys, the public, to speak before we vote on the motion. So please take this time to speak.
You had to make an exception to allow the public to speak on that particular motion because I requested that particular thing. But now I wish to speak on the amendment, which has been voted on, so it's too late for me to speak on it. And that is not democracy. Something needs to be improved in your procedures. I'm not attributing that to anybody in a quest to become the dictator. I just think that it's something that needs to be worked on.
Call the question has been called.
You don't have 3 hours, right?
Yes.
The motion has been called. All in favor of the
advisory committee
staffing policy, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4. Abstentions. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, that's
test. 10, 4, 4 opposed, 3 abstentions.
Thank you.
During the meeting, we still need to do, we still need to do this first vote that we didn't do last time on the exclusion of directors.
We can vote.
What is that?
WBI.
Okay.
We're on hold business.
I call the question on the motion.
Can I speak to the agenda item, please? The WPAI director motion, while important, if we are flagging in our energy at the moment, I think something that's even more important is the final item on the list, which is the finances. Yeah. So can we consider the fundraising committee to pursue new sources of revenue motion?
It was ignored last month.
Oh, we have to have 10 more minutes of public comment.
Oh, sorry, guys. 10 more minutes of public comment.
So,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What I should do is give you a report card, but the report card was already done.
By Glenn Allen,
who really has not been able to understand the dynamics and manipulation that goes on here. This new board, it is absurd. These few people that control pushing motions out of structure, out of systematic procedure, and just pushing whatever the heck they like. This is no board. You cannot conduct business. Limiting expression at every committee, limiting expression at the committee, at the foundation of the essence, what is to be at a committee of the LSB, which is a representative body. Its jurisdiction and judiciary responsibility to the listeners, not the intent of one person, not the interest, not the personal agenda of one or two or three people. That is precisely what these people are doing. And you are sitting by presiding by a board that is doing this under your nose. Now, everybody here is responsible for what's going on. So basically, I will have to resign every committee that I attend to, and I happen to be the only voice of resistance.
Thank you for your comment. Any other public comments?
I'm going to provide a little break here in attention. Although the issue I'm going to, this is off topic, okay, folks, but it's really important. I handed out a newspaper published by Veterans for Peace about the horrors that the United States perpetrated in Vietnam. And right now there's some legislation pending to help the victims of Agent Orange. So I would like folks to please take one of these orange cards, fill it out if you agree with the purpose of the legislation, return it to me, I will send them all in as a batch. You can read the newspaper later, I'm sure it will give you some horror stories. I was in Vietnam last year, And if you want some personal horror stories, just come and speak to me.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, folks.
Thank you. Very much.
Any other public comments? Okay, public comments are now closed.
Vote on the motion.
PA office.
The next meeting is the next meeting.
Mr.
Secretary?
May.
Next meeting. Let me look at our calendar here. So that's the third Sunday in May, that would be May
15th.
May 15th?
10:30.
At the Peace
Center.
At this location. But this way we do have enough time to find a space where we address the business. Okay. So we got the.
Can we make any announcements?
Any announcements?
Sure. I'll be speaking on April 30th, Saturday, April 30th at 5 p.m. at the Neighborhood Universal Unitarian Church in Pasadena as part of a program about Courage Against Racism, the Every 28 Hours report. Arlene Eisen, who is the author of that report, will be speaking. And then she and I and Dr. Melina Abdullah of Black Lives Matter will be on a panel moderated by Hop Hopkins of the Sierra Club, looking at the question of police impunity for racist murders here in Southern California.
Thank you. Any other announcements?
It's a concern.
We started to, but we didn't. So let's take the motion to adjourn.
Yeah,
solidarity.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Any opposed?
Any opposed?
Don't you dare oppose.
Okay. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.